everybody, it's Jazz. This is Giving Up the Ghost podcast. Just wanted to let everybody know that myself and Cher are honored to be a part of this upcoming Witches and Wizards trade show, October 1st and 2nd, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. both days down at the Winnipeg RBC Convention Center. There's going to be swag bags, well, for the first 100 people. There's going to be safe trick-or-treating. There'll be a haunted house, a 50-50 draw, silent auction, and selfie station. So the admission is $2. Kids under 12 are for free. Please, please, please come down. All the donations for door will be going to the Christmas cheer board. So please help out and come see us. We're actually going to be recording live. So we would love to interact with you. If you're in the Winnipeg or general area, come on down, come see us, come say hi. If you're listeners, we want to see you. We want to know who's listening to us. And merch. Did I say merch? We have tons of merch. Come get your official Giving Up the Ghost t-shirts, coffee mugs, shot glasses, beer koozies. Oh boy, the list is endless. So we do have merch for sale. So come on down to our booth. Come see us and bring your cash. And definitely come with your stories. We're going to have a prize draw for anybody who's sharing their paranormal and or ghost stories with us. We want to hear from you and be involved. Come on down. Again, that is Giving Up the Ghost podcast. We'll be recording live at the Witches and Wizards trade show this October 1st and 2nd down at the RBC Convention Center. Should be a good time. It's always Halloween 365, so we're just starting a little early. So anyway, enjoy the next episode, which is a ramblesode, Indigo Children. Bye-bye.
I see two, but they're like ours.
I see Sherry.
Yeah.
Peekaboo. And then the last one we're going to do is... we have the Indigo Children, which is really close to the veil.
The blue thing. Children?
Yeah. Indigo. Not blue.
What?
That was blue ball.
Indigo.
Indigo?
Indigo.
The children, are they indigo in color?
Yes. Hello, my name is Indigo Montoya. You killed my father.
Prepare to die.
I just can't. Oh my God. Well, we have to do this one now. Like, how can you beat that kind of intro?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I can't even Google now.
On that
note. Oh, my voice.
This is Jazz.
And Cher.
And
Jan Jan.
Jan Jan. From the Babel Merchants podcast. Oh. See, I did it without looking this time. Woo. Anyway, this is Giving Up the Ghost podcast. You are with us on another crazy Freaky Friday.
Freaky Fright Friday. Night. Fright Night. Full of fun and festivity.
Friday's all right for frighten. Get it? Oh,
fucking around.
That's good. Friday's all right for frighten.
Friday's all right
frighten.
Frighten.
Frighting.
Frighting.
Today's episode we're going to do is Indigo Children. We just did a ramble, so two shots ago. Pew pew. On children born in the veil with the cowl, the embryonic sac around them, and that's led them to believe that it's got some kind of magical,
mystical
spiritual that those stuff. Children are special, and then carrying a piece of the sac with you is,
take a dried up piece of,
like,
that's an icebreaker.
Hey, yeah.
Want to see my sack?
Hey, you want to see my sack?
Keep it in my wallet.
Hey, you want to see something really cool?
Yeah, look.
Or what about,
like, feeding it to their 7-year-old?
I don't want to sound gross. Like, I really don't, because that's not my shtick. But, like, that's almost as bad as somebody, like, you know, doing the pee-pee cut. You know, the
foreskin.
Right?
Yeah, the pee-pee cut.
Do people keep that, too?
Like, no. So? You know what they use
some
that for?
Some Jews may.
Well, and do really? With them.
The moil, you know, they...
Yeah, but then they keep it.
They throw
look
it away.
It. This is mine. It is on my...
Some people... Hey, hey. Some people keep the umbilical cord.
Ew.
Why not keep the foreskin?
I don't think I ever did. No.
They use the foreskin to grow a new skin now, apparently.
Oh, yeah? What, you can reclaim your foreskin?
No, they don't reclaim
like
it.
Like ears
but
on
mice? They know. No, they grow. They take the foreskin. They grow skin. Burn victims have dick skin on them.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have thick skin to save you
I
from
believe
burns.
It. I believe it.
Yeah.
I thought they used fish skin, like fish skin.
Well, really? But I'd rather have dick than fish.
Really?
Any day.
Sherry.
smell my finger.
You heard it here. I can't even
either repeat. Way, it's a losing.
I just can't repeat answer. That. I just no, it's too late. I can't smell repeat like that.
Fisher dick.
Anyway, choo choo, back on track. So tonight we're going to be talking about choo choo. We're going to talk about indigo children, which is actually a really cool idea. It mm-hmm. follows along the veil as well. Essentially,
what do you got?
I've got...
Oh, you got the same as I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
So essentially, indigo children, according to pseudoscientific New Age concepts, are basically children who are believed to possess special, unusual, and sometimes supernatural traits or abilities. And it's based on concepts developed in the 1970s by a person by the name of Nancy Ann Tapp, and further developed by Lee Carroll and Jan Tauber. The concept of indigo children gained popular interest with the publication of a series of books in the late 1990s and the release of several films in the following decade. So just a quick insight on that. When my son was born in 99, mm-hmm. my mom had a book, and it is actually kicking around here somewhere in my magical bookshelves.
In your magical
somewhere bookshelf. Safe. And it is about indigo children.
Cool.
And basically, because she believed my son, born in 99, had... something, because he had some characteristics. He has like a lump at the back of his head, which they're born not, you know, blah blah blah. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, again, the interpretations of these beliefs range from there being the next stage in human evolution, in some cases possessing paranormal abilities such as telepathy, to the belief that they are more empathetic and creative to their peers.
Yeah, well, that's true too. Lots of children, well, not lots, but there are some that are much more
who knows,
empathetic, right?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And you want to hit the next paragraph?
Oh, well, do I want to hit it?
Hit it. Hit that.
I'm just trying to figure out which one I want to start at. It says, no scientific studies give credibility to the existence of them or their traits, but some parents have chosen label to children have been diagnosed with learning disabilities as an indigo child to alternatively diagnose them. But... that's could be
yeah.
Critics view it as a way of parents to avoid considering pediatric treatment or psychiatric diagnosis. But then it says the term indigo children originated from a parapsychologist and self-describe.
You can do it.
Synesthesia? What the hell is that? Synesthesia.
Invested
it. You're on your own, girl.
And psychic Nancy Ann Tapp, who developed a concept in the 70s. In 82, Tapp published a compound when she expanded and republished in paperback, Understanding Your Life Through Color. It says, your life through color, a single color of the aura that remains constant in most people from the cradle to the grave. The concept of life colors was popularized by Tapp student Barbara Bowers, who published What Color Is Your Aura? Personality Spectrums and Understanding the Growth in 1989. Huh.
Do you know there's a way you can teach yourself how to see auras, eh?
Yes, you look past
mm-hmm.
the thing that you're looking at.
But you block off one eye?
Yeah, I just unfocus my eyes.
Yeah.
Sometimes
yeah.
I think I can.
Yeah.
But sometimes when people, it's really, really predominant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Other times you gotta.
Yeah.
Do you remember who told us they can see auras? Do you remember?
No, I don't remember.
Shaun Geek.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Podcast that we.
Yeah. There's the characteristics you can. Description of indigo children include. Do you have those?
Yeah, I got that one.
Yeah, sure.
So some of the descriptions of indigo children include that they are empathetic, curious, and strong-willed.
Sounds
but
like
I think
my kid.
All children.
Yeah, that sounds like my kid.
They're also often perceived by friends and family as being strange.
Well, that's not my kid.
Possess a clear sense of self-definition and purpose. Mm. That's important. Show a strong innate subconscious spirituality from early childhood, which, however, does not necessarily imply a direct interest in spiritual or religious areas. They have strong feeling of entitlement. That's all kids.
Yeah.
Or deserving to be here. Again, that is all kids.
Yep.
Other alleged traits include high intelligence quotient,
mm-hmm.
inherent intuitive ability,
mm-hmm.
resistance to rigid control-based
paradigms
of authority,
And then it says, according to Tober and Carroll, indigo children may function poorly in conventional schools due to the rejection of rigidity, authority, their being smarter or more spirituality mature than their teachers, and their lack of response to guilt, fear, or manipulation-based discipline. Indigo. I thought it was kind of interesting here. Like, they were talking also about hyperactivity disorder and mental illness diagnosis. I don't know. Like, and then they want to put them on Ritalin.
But then again, that could be just a diagnosis that people just put a label on them, right? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
I think this is kind of interesting here. I mean, I don't know how all these people quantify. Sure, they got their degrees. I mean, I'm just Joe Schmuck. I don't have any education, but, like, I think at this point at our ages...
I have no education.
No education. No concept of any moral regard. No, I'm just kidding. But, like, I mean, I think in our lives, at our ages, we have, like, emotional IQ, right?
Oh,
we have,
for sure, yeah.
We have a lot of things that we've learned and seen that we can make judgment and... not that we're judging our kids and stuff like that, but, I mean... You know, like,
says who? I judge my kid.
Well, no, but I mean, like, a lot of these people, they're like, oh, well, he's hyper. He's got to be on Ritalin. Oh, and I mean, these are experts. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It just seems like they're so quick.
It's an easy fix sometimes for them. Sometimes, yeah. I know.
This last bit, which is interesting because it says relation to autism, it said crystal children, a concept related to indigo children, has been linked by autism research Mitzi Waltz to the autism spectrum. Proponents recategorize autistic symptoms as telepathic powers and attempt to reconceptualize the autistic traits associated with them as part of a positive identity. And Walt states that there may be inherent dangers to these beliefs, leading parents to deny the existence of impairments, avoid proven treatments, and spend considerable amount of money on unhelpful interventions. So parents may also transmit belief systems to the child that are self-aggrandizing, confusing, or potentially frightening.
Well, I found a questionnaire to help you determine if you may be an indigo child.
Oh, no.
So if you can easily discern what other people are thinking and or feeling. If you consider yourself and or other people consider me wise beyond my years. I tend to have an unconventional personality / temperament. I tend to be highly sensitive to the environment around me. I feel as though I have an inner mission that I must fulfill. I am often perceived by other people as strange or odd. I'm very in touch with my intuition, often using it to guide me. This is when it kind of goes weird. I am sensitive to processed foods, additives, and red meat.
Additives.
I'm intelligent, but I don't always get the best grades. I'm creative and enjoy making things with my hands, and it goes on and on and on.
Holy shit.
That's everywhere, cool. Hey? Yeah. Like, really, that's a little bit of everything.
There's this little thing here I just found, too. It said, what is an indigo child? It says, an indigo child or indigo kid is an upgraded blueprint of humanity, a term that came up when addressing the aura colors of these very different kids. Previously, auric fields were expected shades of the rainbow, but the indigo's field was dominated by a royal blue color, thus establishing a change of course in human evolution and their indigo aura. Gifted children on a clear mission to challenge the shift reality, they first began appearing in the 1970s. Beyond psychic awareness, they are highly driven and creative with a perception that sees through the established norms of society. Old souls indeed, their mission is clearly laid out to shake up the modern world and pave the way for future generations to create greater peace and harmony for all.
That's a nice definition, though.
But
yeah, I've heard that before, too, old soul. That's how it categorized more so.
Yeah.
And then they have certain abilities, like telepathic and stuff like that. Interesting.
Very cool.
Read my mind. What am I thinking?
Read my mind. You're tired.
I gotta pee.
You're tired. What's the star seeds?
Star seeds. Oh, I've heard about that too.
Crystal children. Rainbow children and star children are all different manifestations or variations.
Sounds like members of KISS.
Yeah, the star seeds.
The star child.
Yeah. Weird. Very cool. We're all made of stars.
We're all special.
We're all stardust.
Each and everyone.
I see.
You're special. You're special. He's special.
You get a car and you get a car. You get a car. Thanks, Oprah. Cool. Oh my God.
So, yeah. So that was just a quickie episode. I don't know. I just thought that was kind of interesting. Like,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, my son used to say some really
weird shit.
Cool stuff when he was little. You know. Yeah. Like, he would actually, he says, you know, Mommy, I was thinking. He says, you know, when people die, and at that point, nobody started dropping like flies at that point in our family. Like, that was years later.
Yeah.
But he did not know of anybody that had passed or died. Like, that wasn't even discussed or talked. And, you know, we were pretty good with making sure what the kids watch on TV. So, I mean, there would just not really be any need for that kind of talk or topic. He goes, you know, Mommy, when people die, I actually think that they keep going on, he says. They come back, he says. They don't just go, he says. They keep going on, and they keep coming back as something else.
Oh.
6 years old. How the fuck does a six-year-old comprehend that? I want to be a house cat
that's well-fed.
I want to be a bonsai plant, you know? and the only thing that anybody has to look after me is to wear the...
Just make that
just
bush.
That just that little bush.
There you go.
I want to look after my bush.
Yeah.
I want to trim
you
perfect.
You shall not pass.
Oh, my goodness.
And then another thing he said to me, which is really cool, he goes, you know, numbers go on. He says, they don't end. They're infinite.
Yeah.
He said to me. And he was like, again, 6, 7.
Yeah.
How, you don't even know 2 + 2. What do you mean?
Yeah, you know numbers go on. What are you talking about?
You don't know.
Yeah, you know nothing. Come and do my freak out.
Shouldn't you be watching Sesame Street?
Yeah.
Isn't Big Hannah Montana
look at Snuffleupagus.
What are they teaching you on Sesame Street these days?
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
What kind of mushrooms are they giving you at lunchtime?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so there were some really weird, insightful things when he was younger. But
that's cool. No,
And now
my kid was just trying to feed starving children in the newspaper.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Aww. He's in pictures of little starving kids in the newspaper. And he was like trying to feed them. He was little. He was like 3.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Aww. He was like, oh, he's so cute. Sweet.
So precious.
Yeah, I know. Now he's so 6 feet tall.
Hey.
Yeah. And feeding himself.
Attitude. Anything he can get his hands on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I hear you. Well, I guess we'll close off this episode. So this will be our last one for the night. We did 5. 5 in the
That's
can.
That's lots.
5 Ladies in the can.
Busy. That's good.
I know. And then, which is good because, and I'm hoping at the end of August, we were talking earlier, I don't know, do you know who J.H. Moncrief is?
I've heard of that name.
A local horror writer. J.H. Moncrief should be, depending on her schedule, she's going to come in and talk to us about some of her true crime novels and her horror books that she's written.
Mm-hmm.
Winnipegger. So
Winnipegger?
That's Winnipegger. So she's going to be sitting down chatting some
creepy shit.
Creepy juicy shit.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And, creepy juicy shit.
What do you do?
Creepy juicy shit.
Creepy juicy. That's our new motto.
So many different things are going to be.
So many connotations.
Yeah, no way.
Creepy juicy shit? Put that on a t-shirt, you get the wrong kind of attention,
I think. IBS?
That and the lady from work who's got a story of haunted Concordia Hospital.
Yeah.
She'll be coming. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a couple. I mean, we had other plans, but still with COVID, we're still kind of COVID conscious, right? Well, because I don't want to go too many places yet and stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe Comic-Con. But,
maybe Comic-Con. We'll wear masks like crazy people.
We'll be all
people.
Disguised. Well, the plague. We'll get those masks.
Oh, my God. You know how hot we'll be in there, though?
That'd be awesome.
We'll walk around like fucking
medieval doctors with the beaks. Get those masks. Pandemic coming back, man.
Put our mics right inside the beak hole.
You just gotta figure out how to put air conditioning in there.
Yeah, no
little
shit.
Fan. Cool breeze. Yeah.
Put some
there.
Ice in there instead of like herbs and things.
And then we'll walk around with little lanterns down the aisles. Bring out your dead. Bring out your dead.
Ding, ding, ding. That would be fun to do, actually, like on the street.
On any given night.
Sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
It is Winnipeg. It is getting weirder.
Yeah,
so
this is true.
We'll just
fit
right
walk
in.
Down the street anywhere.
I know. I would do it.
Anyway, so that's just some plans we have coming up. Cool. We still want to do spirits and spirits and yada, 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 and all that good stuff. But
that'll happen.
Again, eventually. Thank you to Janet. Thank you to Cher.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you for having me.
You definitely, any ideas, contact us. Email us
at givingupthegostpodcast@gmail.com.
Excellent. Special shout out to Dan Aykroyd, who might be listening at this point.
Oh, and cool.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yay.
That's all I'm going to say about that. Hi, Dan. Hopefully, fingers crossed. And live every day like it is your last.
But
stay cool, Star Child.
She'll get it right one time.
Never give up the ghost.
Never give up the ghost. Or your indigo children.
Okay.